New York Real Talk with Pamela Sue Mann, Alex Lefchuk, and some incredibly inspiring guest co-presenters from the city that never sleeps via Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting.
I will not crave your love anymore. I will not crave your love anymore. You're my main. You should love me, babe. So get move on, you're taking for granted what I've given you. I wish you held me tight, don't let me fall. I wish you held me tight, don't let me fall. 'Cause I'm your woman, I need you understand. I shouldn't ask you to stay by my side when I'm feeling blue. But when the night is black and you're not at home, far from me, out of my life. I want you far from me, out of my life. Too much pain can dry someone's tears. If now you find yourself lost in the desert, put the blame on you. I can't forgive the lies I would tell. I can't forget your lies, what a crime. Such a loser, can't rule my world. You can promise to give me the sun, but now I want the moon. But when the night is black and you're not at home, the door this time, this time.
Well, we await with anticipation the actual voice behind what we've just heard, which is a truly awesome little number that we've been featuring from, of course, Liliana Richter. And we keep the Italian theme going on New York Real Talk because we have the welcome return of ace music journalist Gio Pilato. How are you, Gio?
I'm very well, Alex. Thank you for the word ace, although I couldn't describe myself really like that, but it's very kind of you as always.
No, well, Pamela said he's at least ace or ace star, so we decided we'd actually go for that particular area on that system. Pamela, co-host extraordinaire, are you keeping well?
I'm trying, Alex. I am attempting. I think I added myself yesterday, right? It's all Jerry's mirror's fault. I crashed into his mirror in the bathroom with my head. Quite a feat. I don't even actually know how it is possible, but this happened. And yeah, and I found myself walking down to the first care and getting three stitches in my head. Not that I'm gonna do stitches anymore. They do staples. They staple your head with titanium. So I have three titanium staples in my head, but I feel just fine.
Well, that's good. Good to, as I say, it's not a sensible thing to do, and I think I once had a similar experience, not with a mirror, but with a glass window, and it can happen. You know, we sometimes get this sort of challenge, and life continues ever onwards. But it was a very crimson affair with an awful lot of blood coming through the whole system. But either way, we continue ever onwards, because the good news is that after having featured the awesome track "I Will Not Crave Your Love," we have been craving Liliana Richter. And Liliana, we welcome you back to New York Real Talk. How are you, Liliana?
Fine, thank you. Do you hear me? Because I'm not sure I have.
As no, I've just said to Gio, you're Italian. Of course we can hear you. It's part and parcel of the whole thing. And it's always nice to connect with from
thank
New York.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, as we say, New York, of course, the city that never sleeps, to the eternal city, because I gather you're in Rome.
Yeah, I am in Rome, exactly. Yeah.
There we are.
Fantastic, fantastic sunny day today. It is really springtime. It's not a good news because it's climate change. So anyway, but today was wonderful.
Excellent. Well, here in the UK, I think we're expecting snow, so it's all good as far as life is concerned, but never mind.
I'm so sorry.
Gio, let's turn to your good self, because you must be familiar with Liliana's fantastic work. I mean, she's been, considered, forget the considered, she is one of the best female voices in Italian music.
No, you are composer, exaggerating. You're exaggerating.
No, composer, arranger, and producer of international acclaim, multi-gold records, several music awards, founding member of two bands. I mean, it's ever since you started back in 1984, basically it's been success after success, really. So, anyway.
But, this is the bio, you know? But the life maybe can be different. But anyway, I always base my life on music. So that's it. You have to learn that music and music business is success and not success. Maybe you can work in the shadow, but keep on working, composing and writing and singing. That's it.
That's so perfect. It's not a case of success and the F word. It's success and not success. Genius.
Bravo. Right.
Absolutely. It's so funny because you cut through and you say something that's so very true. Without feeling like you have a command over the English language, but you actually have more of command of the English language, obviously, than I do at the moment. But then many, many people, because you just said it, you cut through all the bull beep and straight into the heart and the motivation of what it is you do, why you do it. And that's why so soon after we had Tilston of Richter on the show, we had to have you back.
This time, of course, Liliana, the focus is on yourself as opposed to obviously the fabulous Tilson. It's not that Tilson is actually gone.
Really,
he will
honored.
Be coming back.
I'm really honored. Yeah, no, it's too much for me. You know, I don't use to have all this kind of interest on me, on my person. I like to be behind, you know, to work behind. It's a wonderful life.
Well, let's turn to Gio then. I think it's time that Pamela and myself took a momentary backseat, and I'll deal with the ball peep that might be coming through in all sorts of ways. I would have just said bovine stuff personally, Pamela, but that's okay. Gio, what's your opening question for Liliana?
Ciao!
Ciao, Liliana. Well, first of all, it's a real pleasure to see that Liliana is looking just as great as she was in 1984 when I saw her debuting at Sanremo, Germany.
No, you're too young.
I guess that my first question is, Liliana, when you look back at your career since you started in 1984, you, as you were saying before, you have seen a lot happening, and sometimes the Italian music industry can be a bit of a tricky business. Did you feel that the message, the musical message you were trying to convey in Italy, has either been misread by the critic in Italy, or maybe Italy was not ready enough for the kind of message that, to me, at the time, because I always remember Mondorama as one of the freshest song of that year, and probably, I guess, that Italy was not prepared for the kind of sonic and lyrical message. What do you think?
Well, okay, Festival of Sanremo is completely another world. You know, when you go there, when you participate in that kind of scenario, you are living on clouds, you know, you're living in another planet. So what happened there, this isn't absurd, but what happened there, our exclusion from the final made us start immediately to the top of the interest of critics, journalists, and every kind of, skilled and prepared and cultural prepared person who loved music in that period. So they can understand that our music was completely outsider, out of styles. The message was an absurd. Mondorama was a neologismo. I don't know the translation of in English, but mondo
That's
means mondo means world. Rama is a Greek word and means global vision. So we create a new word, Mondorama, just to give the image of a global vision of life, of things, of love, of weird, of everything. And we were three aliens on that stage, really well-dressed. Ferré, Versace, and Jean-Paul Gaultier. But people after that, just because we were excluded, loved us immediately. So the success was not so strong, so, you know, pushed just because of us. I mean, Murru, Richter, Venturi, we were not able to work together in peace. So that can, you know, these kind of things happen normally just because you are too young. So probably you can fall in some discussions. I don't know if the term fall is correct, but in Italy we say to fall into a mess, you know. And so we splitted. We split at that time after Mondorama. And so the things we did later, I mean, the album and another single, happened just because the RCA wanted us to join again. So probably Joe, your analysis is correct, because no one was guilty. I cannot put the blame on anybody else but me in that occasion. So I can face this kind of, you know, mistake. I can say a little mistake.
It took you in one direction.
I have no regret.
It took you in one direction. In another universe, you'd have gone in a different direction. It's okay. It's all fine.
Yeah, you are correct.
It's difficult for bands, and when bands are so young and you're pushing boundaries and don't even really understand what it is you're doing, because you're doing something the world needs and you know it. And it's almost this responsibility on your shoulders of three babies, you know, to do this.
But I was young. But when you come out from your house the day after the exhibition on that, the performer, I mean, in that's on that stage, and the half of the inhabitants of this little country called Italy stop you because they want an autograph. I mean, 26 million of people, it means a huge quantity of people. So you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't without read, without sign, without, Liliana, sing, come on, Liliana. Ma, na, 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 like that. And so it was, you know, a little bit too strong, maybe. But probably I, if I catched the first occasion, because I should go there alone, but the discographer decided to add the other two guys. So if I lived that kind of experience alone, probably I could stand it better, for sure. But when you have three heads, it's a mess.
I think, Liliana, that you managed, though, to maintain a very good working relationship with Varo Venturi, because you then formed Guernica between 1988 and 1992. So in some respect...
Fantastic albums. Not because of mine, but fantastic, really.
I can confirm that. So in some respect, yes, I appreciate that perhaps if you were not with Venturi and Muru, things may have gone slightly differently. But that also opened the door to a partnership that you had with Venturi for a few years. And I don't know if you're still friends with Varo, but...
Sometimes.
But as you said, you did some really splendid work with a project called Guernica. So, you know, I think that something good came out of all this
Joe, we really would work each day of our life on projects. We didn't care, you know, about dance, about a jingle, about the new songs, the new demos for the new album, and so on, or producing other emergents, you know, other artists, new artists. In fact, when Guernica 2 with EMI, we got a serious problem with EMI, but not me and Varo, but all the artists and the contracts signed in that period got a big serious problem, because the top, you know, of EMI was blowing up. In Italy, I'm talking about Italy. So the each record released in that period, I'm talking about summer, early summer 1992, stopped, was completely, and so the crisis was deep.
Thank you.
So in terms of clearly the whole aspect of creativity, which is really at the heart of New York Real Talk, I'm minded, Pamela, to actually switch the question, given that we have 2.5 Italians on this program, as opposed to, 0.5 of an American. Liliana, have there been any crazy moments in Rome that you've ever had? Because we've had wacky New York moments. What about crazy moments in Rome?
Well, I really I don't know, because Rome is crazy. Each day, so the traffic is, I hate to drive in the traffic because you have to have hundreds of eyes, couple of eyes, it's better, all around your head. And also the, I am very sad telling this, but the ignorance and the unpoliteness of people is really, really, how do you say, Joe?
Worse than New York?
Hatsu.
Yeah, everywhere. And so you can come into a bar, very kind, very smiling, and see the face of the tender, like, what do you want? Like that, So it's always a
crazy. That sounds like parts of London, I know.
For example, yesterday, Pamela knows that, but yesterday I went to eat pizza with friends, for dinner. And in this moment of crisis, war, after pandemic, terrible pandemic, and the Italian debt is enormous, so we got a lot of taxes to pay, and the economy is going down.
But Georgia
down.
Will sort it out, surely.
The bill was a sheet of paper, handwriting like that, without any kind of receipt. And when I went to the person asking, excuse me, but the receipt, what do you mean? Like that was the answer. And I remained like, where do I live?
You live in the land of Giorgia Meloni or Spiloni. She's obviously working on this, clearly.
Mamma mia. Mamma mia.
Come to New York, Liliana. Come to New York. It's expensive, but it's...
You get receipts.
You just click and you pay. It's all here.
No, maybe I'm thinking about Scotland just because Alan, So... Yeah, yeah, but the weather is...
Scotland will be blessed by you, Liliana.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I have an idea for our first song together. It will be I'll Meet You in Scotland in the Summertime.
Yeah. And we have to collaborate. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Giulio is mixing the new single. Giulio is my lovely half of my heart, and we say in this way in Italy, and he's ending the mix of the next single of Thurston Richter, and it will be very, 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 very strange, so unexpected, yeah, completely.
Well, strange can be good. Straight unexpected can be good. Gio, just turning back to yourself, because we were in the midst of your interview when, effectively, our system went down at this end, shall we say. Anything, have you got a wacky Rome moment that you'd like to share with us?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I completely agree with what Liliana was saying, because I've lived in Rome myself for a few years, and... sometimes Rome can be, although it's a beautiful city, but you need to look out for yourself. It's the kind of place that you need to earn respect with everybody, from the taxi driver to somebody that works in a supermarket, or you know, in any kind of environment, Rome is the kind of place that try to walk over you, and you need to maintain a stance and basically make yourself feel respected by people. And you know, it's something that it goes on each and every day. So I can understand why Liliana is saying that living in a crazy city like Rome, it can be beautiful sometimes, especially at night. If you work in if you walk in a nice area like Vatican City at night, it's absolutely beautiful. Or I don't know, maybe Castel Gandolfo or something like that. But
oh, beautiful can take your breath away. I mean, Rome can take your breath away.
Magic.
Because of beauty is enormous. You know, the walls got memory.
Yeah, but equally, I mean, I can understand having driven on the roads of Rome, like Tuscolana or Casilina or all these main roads. I mean, it's just chaos.
Even Monteverde.
yeah. So I can completely sympathize with what Liliana said in terms of the craziness of a city like Rome.
Yeah.
Sounds like impossible. The European version of New York, then, in many ways, perhaps.
Well, so many New Yorkers are from there, I think. It's true. You know, this leads me to a very important question, and this is why, Liliana, I mean, for so many reasons, we're so thankful to have you on the show. But personally, I am really thankful to have you on the show, because I feel something I'm aware of is women in the arts, no matter where they're from or where they live or try and do their art, is a very particular thing. And it's always changing. And, you know, that's one thing that I really don't know that much about is being a woman in Italy, especially in Rome, you know, having the successes that you had so early on, and then making a conscious decision to move into creating things, but maybe creating things without having to deal with the ego. You're just making your art, and you're working with people behind the scenes, as you say. This is a very general question, but what has it been like? What is it like being a woman working in a field that is probably very dominated by men, maybe less so now as time goes on, but the women maybe are the beautiful women in the front that you see singing or something, but the brains behind everything that you are part of this. What has it been like for you? What is it like?
No, it was difficult. I cannot say the contrary. I mean, when I produced my first album of a rapper, Roman rapper, it was 1993. I composed all the songs together with him. I arranged totally all the 12, 13 songs, I don't remember. And I produced the album for a label, you know, for the legendary discographer Vincenzo Micocci, a legend in Italy. And he signed this artist and called me, making me feel special because he was so clever, the discographer, to give me all the his trust. Can I say that?
Trust is good.
Yeah, trust. And he accepted all my ideas, everything. And that was, in 1993, an exception. Absolutely. He was the only one in Italy who could give a possibility to a woman to be a producer, an arranger, and a songwriter. And to be the boss in the studio and tell, this is not good, this is good, and so, and the others listen to me. That kind of situation was an exception, and I can say it happened so often in the years. We'll see. Other 3-4 times probably that I felt really, really respected at the same level out of a man.
That's so important. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pamela, excuse me if I continue, I want to add some words, but I found this kind of equal behavior, I mean, to me and to the others, when I worked for publicity with the agency. Nobody cared there if you were a woman, a man. They listened to the message. They listened to, because I composed a lot of live music for live events, very important. Also, politics and so on. The presentation of the moneta unica, the euro, at the Colosseum with all the embassies of the European Union, you know, and I was called to prepare the music. So that kind of facts gave me, of course, the possibility to feel proud, you know, but only those occasions. The normal life is that when I was producing Valeria Rossi, that singer with the single
Tre Parole.
Yeah, Tre Parole, 4 months first hits first, I mean the charts, excuse me, I missed the word. And there were people walking in Rome telling that they were the producer of Valeria Rossi, while Giulio and me, we were working in the same time, at the same time to on the album. So, you know, people, we are women. It's sufficient to have a brain can be multitasking. We can do several things in the same at the same time.
You're not going to provoke us like that, Juliana. It's not going to work. We're not going to be provoked. Gio and myself will actually we'll step back. We'll take the higher ground on this one.
Thank you, Alex.
It's wonderful. Obviously, these exceptional men are, you know, are doing great things for people beyond sex, you know, female and male. But I think it's really important for listeners to hear that. And it's not just basically complaining about not being taken serious. It's really about being of that makeup that you are, which is so strong, so not complaining, so professional and able, so beyond able, to where you get these amazing opportunities. I think at the end of the day, when we put that aside and we say, you know, we were born as women, that's what we are. Maybe there were some struggles, maybe some things might be easier, maybe some things more difficult, but we will be stronger and we will grow and we will be an example, like an example for the young women that are coming up, that it's not all over when they have a baby or they get pregnant or get married and have to move away from what their desires are. That you just keep focused. You keep focused on what you love to do most, your music, your world, that's your home. You keep doing that, you keep going back to that. And then one day, without even trying to, you are an example to young women and to young men, to young people of how to go about, you know, doing what you love to do and that it's possible to do, because I think that's the biggest thing. So many people feel this is too ephemeral. It's not, how am I going to make a life doing this? How am I going to make a living and pay my bills and do this? You can do it. You just have to love it and work really hard. Obviously, you work very, very hard as well.
Pamela, it's time for those last two questions.
It seems too soon.
We started off with yourself putting your head through a mirror. We continued with a slight technical break, but we've reached the end of the road, shall we say, for now, at least.
I can only thank you for this opportunity, really, really. And, you know, it's my second interview with you, so.
The beginning of many, and we're so glad that yourself and Gio have met each other now and please keep the conversation going with the two of you. And I know I pretty much can speak for Alex, although you can tell me if I'm wrong, Alex, in that, you know, welcome to the family. We would really love to have you back, which is goes
Thank
to
you.
Questions. Number one, have you had a good time? And number two, will you come back for both of you?
Even though my English is really, really terrible, because too many
Stop putting yourself down, Liliana. Stop putting yourself down. It's so un-Italian.
Yeah. You're right, Alex. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. No, but so, anyway, it's really a pleasure, because I have not so many occasions to speak English, you know. I can write, because it's easier for me to write lyrics in English, because Italian, too many syllables. How do you say?
Syllables. It's okay. Syllables. We still have 26 syllables, letters in the alphabet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And so it's difficult, because I'm my melodies are so rarefied, so...
rarefied and complex.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Liliana will return. Not. Joe, will you return as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know me. I mean, any opportunity to speak with you guys and now with Liliana is always very welcome.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Joe. Yeah.
To Joe Pilato and to Liliana Richter, huge thanks. Pamela, what's New York, home of the most world famous breed of thing? What is New York's most famous product when it comes to certain items of food?
This, Alex, I wonder how it's going to be received on the other end. And normally I don't think about that, but I do. Whenever you ask me this question, I break out in a tiny sweat and I say, you must say it anyway. So I will say it. New York City, home of the world's finest pickle.
I wonder why we're living, always feeling insecure, and running after something we don't need. Why can't we stop worrying and begin to enjoy together? Give me your hand, I wish you close to me. To share the secrets I've been keeping for so long, and labor now the deepest part of me. You make me free to dream on, even when the rain is coming. You steal the sun to warm my heart again. All my world belongs to you, and oh, times you miss me back, I had to face the devils of my soul. But when I look you in the eye, you make me feel in heaven. I realize you're always by my side. Oh no. When I feel blue, you can't really see inside.
of me, my desires, my weaknesses, even when I wish to hide all my